Today, July 22nd, is the feast day of the great Saint Mary Magdalene, follower of Christ, and a woman who shows great hope because of her conversion. What we know about her in Scripture is that the Bible tells us that the Lord had cast out from her seven demons. So she had some sort of a dramatic conversion experience in following Christ. Her first name was Mary. Her town that she was from was Magdala, which is on the northeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Now, the word Mary in Hebrew means lady. The word Mary in Egyptian means beloved. And it is a original name of Miriam, again in Hebrew meaning lady. And so she was from a small fishing town in that part of around the Sea of Galilee. And the Scripture says that the Lord had cast out from her seven demons. So she became one of the converted, one of the holy women who follow Christ along with the 12 apostles. We also know in Scripture that she was at the foot of the cross with our Blessed Mother. As Bishop Sheen once wrote, at the foot of the cross you always have three kind of souls: innocence, penitence, and priesthood. Innocence represented by Our Lady, penitence represented by Mary Magdalene, and the priesthood represented by John the Apostle. And at every Mass, you have the innocent, you have the children, you have the penitent, and then you have the priest offering the Holy Mass. So Mary Magdalene most likely became a close friend of our Blessed Mother, since she was at the foot of the cross along with Our Lady. We also know from today's Gospel that Mary Magdalene was the first public witness to the resurrection. Tradition has always been that our Lord appeared privately to His own Blessed Mother after He rose from the dead. It would make sense that since Our Lady suffered so much being at the foot of the cross, that the first one that our Lord would appear to privately was our Blessed Mother. But the Scripture recounts to us that the first public appearance of the Lord was to Mary Magdalene in today's Gospel. And when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning, she was not expecting the resurrection. When the tomb was empty, she didn't think of the resurrection. She looked around to find out who stole the Lord's body. When she came across someone, namely the Lord, she thought it was the gardener, and said, "If you have carried him away, let me know and I will take him." We see the love that Mary Magdalene had for the Lord. And then she tries to embrace the Lord, and he says, "Do not cling to me, I have not yet ascended to the Father." And then he goes and tells her to tell the disciples that "I am risen from the dead." So Mary Magdalene went off and proclaimed the resurrection to the apostles. That's why she's always been called the apostle to the apostles, because she was the first one to spread the good news that Jesus had risen from the dead to the apostles, and she had seen the risen Lord. Now, in some of the other Scripture scholars and saints, when their writings on Mary Magdalene, when you read their writings, some of them, like St. Gregory the Great, said that the woman that anointed the Lord's feet early in the Lord's ministry with the sacred oil of perfume and then wept and dried the Lord's feet with her hair, some of the saints have speculated that also could be Mary Magdalene. That's why you see Mary Magdalene always holding a container of oil when she's pictured in religious art over the centuries. Other saints have speculated that she actually was the sister of Martha and Lazarus, that she had strayed away from the family, but then after her conversion came back home to live with Martha and Lazarus at Bethany. Because we have the feast day of St. Martha next week, we have the feast day of Mary Magdalene today. So the Church has put these feast days very close to each other. Because we again see that Mary was the one seated at the Lord's feet. We won't know for sure until we get to heaven. Then we can ask, will the real Mary Magdalene please stand up? And then we can try to figure out And was she the one that anointed the Lord's feet early in the ministry? Was she the sister of Martha and Lazarus? We don't know. But all we know for sure from Scripture is that the Lord had cast out 7 demons from her, that she was at the foot of the cross with our Blessed Mother and John the Beloved, and she was the first public person that the Lord appeared to after His resurrection. And then at the end of Mary Magdalene's life, the speculation is she went to Ephesus with John the Beloved and with our Blessed Mother. She spent some time there. Tradition also has her going to France, to the area of Provence, where she died, where she lived as a penitent in a cave. And there is a church, a magnificent church built over the place where Mary Magdalene had lived and perhaps died as well. So I think what we see from her life is the beauty of a converted soul, that the Lord's grace had converted her and had touched her heart, that she became a saint despite her past. So she is an example of great hope in what God's grace can do. She became a close friend of the Lord, a close friend of our Blessed Mother. So she's a beautiful example of contrition and sorrow, and also of perseverance, that she kept looking for the Lord after He had risen from the dead, and her perseverance paid off, that the Lord actually appeared to her after the resurrection. And so we ask St. Mary Magdalene to intercede and to pray for us. I'll now give you a blessing with the relic of St. Mary Magdalene, a 2,000-year-old relic of her. And we ask her intercession for you and for your loved ones, especially any members of the family, loved ones or friends that have drifted away from the faith and that are in need of conversion. Through the intercession of St. Mary Magdalene, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.